Hi, my name is Carlos from Georgia Pen Service. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
Okay, sir, I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation, sir, okay?
Ask me what now?
A few questions about issues facing your community and the nation, sir.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Georgia Opinion Surveys.
And what you need to ask me, man? Because I get so tired of folks calling me. Every time you come out, somebody's calling you about some bull crap. And the phone thing just got stupid and out of hand.
I understand, sir. I understand. But this is just your opinion on some questions that we're going to ask you. It's just very important, and we take everything into
consideration. Go ahead and ask me the question. Ask me the question, because I'm sort of busy.
Okay, what is your race, sir?
What is my what?
Race. White. Black African American.
Black African American.
Thank you. In politics today, sir, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
I'm a strong Democrat. I don't believe in all the bullshit that's going on in this country.
Thank you, sir. What is the highest level school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I graduated from high school.
Thank you. Next are some questions about how you think things are going in your community and the country, okay? When thinking about the direction... Okay, sir. When thinking about the direction in which Georgia is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, someone unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied with the direction in which Georgia is headed?
I'm sort of satisfied with what the law is trying to do with all these cricket-ass Republicans.
All right, so you somewhat dissatisfied or very unsatisfied?
I'm satisfied right now. I believe in doing the right thing. I believe in abiding by the law. And I believe that we live in a country now where people think that they can break the law and do what they want to do. So I'm satisfied with what the law is doing as I watch TV, you know, with everything that's going on.
Okay, so you would say that you're somewhat satisfied with the direction which Georgia's headed?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Do you approve or disapprove on the job Brian Kemp is doing as governor? And will you say strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Approve or disapprove?
In between, man. I don't know. I mean, he's trying to do the best he can, so I'm going to say approve.
Okay, so you said neither approve or nor disapprove?
I neither approve or disapprove.
Thank you. How favorable or unfavorable are your opinions each of the following, okay? So using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, which is neutral, and 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you never heard of the personal group, tell us that as well. Okay? So the first one is Joe Biden. 0 to 10. 10 being very warm and favorable, 5 being neutral, 0 being very cold and unfavorable.
You said 10 being what now?
Very warm and favorable.
10.
Okay. Donald Trump.
What's the last one?
0 to 10. 10 being very warm and favorable, 5 being neutral, 0 being very cold and unfavorable.
0.
Okay. Brian Kemp. 0 to 10.
I would say 5.
5, okay. Tim Scott.
What is 0?
Again. Very cold and unfavorable.
0.
Okay. Kamala Harris. 0.
It's a 1.
It's a 1? Okay.
I'm very favorable and warm. What okay. is that? What's that number?
So very warm and favorable. You're 10.
You cross me up, man. What's the worst one? Zero.
Yeah, zero is being very cold and unfavorable, sir. And 10 being very warm and favorable.
Okay, 10.
Okay. Ron DeSantis.
Zero.
Republicans in Congress.
Zero.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, sir, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
10.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most on their community? Please rate the amount of power do you feel your community has a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter most to your community.
0.
Thank you. How will you describe black political power since 2020? Would you say, is it much more powerful, somewhat more powerful, there's no difference, is somewhat less powerful, or is much less powerful?
What would that second one? I would say somewhat less powerful.
Yeah. Okay. We know it's a little way off, but as it stands now, sir, how likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other states and local offices using this scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you definitely will not vote, 5 means there's a 50-50 chance you will vote, and 10 means you will definitely will vote in 2024?
10.
Thank you. You will say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all. Who is elected for president in 2024?
I care a great deal.
A great deal? Okay. If the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local officials were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third-party candidate? Would you now vote for president, or are you undecided?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Now, for something a little different, has your life gone better, gone worse, or stay about the same since Joe Biden became president?
I think it's I'm okay with the way things are because I don't fault Joe Biden for what's going on. I fault a lot of the Republicans because, like I say, when you live, we're living in this world now, it's like the Republicans feel like today control everything, but see, I'm like the man of control, man. When it's all said and done, God control everything, so I'm okay with what Joe President Joe Biden is doing.
Understandable, sir. So when you say it's gone better, stay about the same, gone worse, which one?
It has gotten better for me.
Thank you. So now I'm going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each of them on the scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0 means it definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priority to improve your community. You can use any number between 0 to 10. Okay, so the first on the list is climate change. So 0, meaning definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities, and 10 being definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities. 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. Abortion access.
10.
Okay. Reducing racism and discrimination.
10.
Healthcare.
10.
Student loan debt.
10.
Job and wages.
10.
Thank you, sir. Next, I'm going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each of them on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the issue has definitely been on a Democrat's top priority to improve your community, and 0 means the issue has definitely not been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You can use any number between 0 to 10. Okay? So, first on the list again is climate change. So, 0 definitely been one of the Democrats' top priorities, and 10 being definitely not been one of the Democrats' top priorities. Climate change.
10.
Okay. Abortion access.
10.
Reducing racism and discrimination.
10. Repeat that for you, said.
0.
Repeat that question, man.
Okay.
Question again.
Yes, sir. 0 meaning definitely been one of the Democrats. Okay, I'm going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each of them from 0 to 10, which 0 means the issue has definitely not been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 10 means the issue has been one of the Democrats' top priorities.
Okay.
Reducing racism and discrimination.
10.
Healthcare.
10.
Student loan debt.
10. You just read me though.
Yes, sir, but this was like, it was backwards. Jobs and wages.
10.
Thank you. Okay, sir, next I want to read you a list of laws the Biden administration and Democrats in Congress have passed over the past 3 years. For each law, please tell me if it has impacted or will impact your life a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all. You ready?
Yeah, now, man. Why you ask me all these questions? I'm getting so full. I'm concerned why you ask me all these questions.
Oh, sir, because your opinion does matter. We take everything into consideration, and I really appreciate your time that you're doing this, okay? We're almost done. Okay, we just passed halfway, so we're like at 75%, and we're almost done, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the first one says, the American Rescue Plan Committee over $40 billion to expand the American workforce by improving the diversity in apprentice programs and expanding access to the workforce for underserved populations. A great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all. Never heard of it.
I heard I'm just going to say a fair amount.
Okay. Next one is the Department of Justice just recently charged the 5 Memphis officers responsible for killing Tyree Nichols with federal civil rights violation. A great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all. Never heard of it.
You saying... Yeah, I approve of the great deal. That's the question.
For each of these, please tell me if it has impacted or will impact your life a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all, or never heard of it.
It has impacted my life a great deal because I'm happy they got charged.
Okay. And the last one is, in a proclamation on granting pardon of the offense of simple possession of marijuana, President Biden pardoned all prior federal offenses of simple marijuana possession and urged governors to do the same.
I like that. I approve. He's doing the right thing. Especially when it comes to a little small amount of marijuana.
Okay, sir. So if has that impacted you a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
Impacted me a great deal. I like that law.
Okay, we're almost done here, okay? Now, I'm going to read you some reasons that black voters have said are convincing reasons to support that Biden-Harris ticket in 2024. Please rate each reason on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it is an extremely convincing reason to vote in November 2024, and 0 means it is not all convincing reason to vote in November 2024. You can select any number from 0 to 10, okay? So here it is. Black Georgians have the power to determine our futures by electing who represents us in government. When it comes to electing our next president in 2024, we have a clear choice. We will continue to move forward, or we will go backwards. We will fight for a future that includes the right to make decisions about our own health, or we will let politicians who want to destroy our freedom to succeed. The choice is clear. This is our Georgia. This is our time. And 2024 is up to us to decide our future. 0 to 10. 10. Okay. Next statement is, Black Georgians helped elect President Biden in 2020. Since then, he's accomplished a lot that will help our communities. He's passed policies that supported us during the pandemic, that will expand our internet access, and that lowers the cost of critical prescription drugs. In 2024, we can vote again for the president and get even greater investments for ourselves, our families, and our communities.
Dan.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It is okay if you did, if they're not. But I'd like to ask you, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on the issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power do you feel your vote has on the scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power to make change on the issues that matter to you.
10.
Thank you. We know a little bit, we know it's a little way off, but as it stands now, sir, how likely you are to vote in the November 5th, 2024, during an election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices, using this scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you will definitely not vote, 5 means there's a 50-50 chance you will vote, and 10 means you will definitely vote in 2024.
10.
Thank you. You will say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who selected president in 2024. A great deal, a little bit,
I care a mighty, mighty great deal.
Thank you, sir. If the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local officials were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third-party candidate? Would you not
vote for Biden?
Thank you. How much do you trust each of the following organizations for accurate election information? Okay, so the first on the list is Secretary of State. A great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all.
I would guess a fair amount.
Okay, People's Agenda.
How do I feel about People's Agenda?
Yeah, you feel a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all.
I feel a great deal about People's Agenda.
Okay. How about Black Voters Matter?
A great deal.
Okay. Fair Count?
A great deal.
Pro-Georgia?
Great deal.
Local Board of Election?
Great deal.
Fair Fight?
What do you mean a fair fight?
Yeah, it's an organization that's called Fair Fight.
Never heard of it.
Thank you. New Georgia Project?
I ain't heard of that one either.
Okay. These next few questions are for statistical purposes only, sir. So we are 95%. This is the last part of the survey. When was that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, we describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative.
Thinking about my what now?
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat
very
conservative?
Very progressive.
Okay. Do you consider yourself, one, I'm going to read your list, okay? Do you consider yourself, one, as heterosexual or straight? Two, lesbian or gay? Three, bisexual or four or something else?
Straight.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Are you the parent or guardian of any, are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Thank you. Would you describe your employment status?
Retired.
Thank you. Last year, that is 2022, what is your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
I don't know, man. I'm about tired of answering all these questions. My grandson's gonna leave. I need to go talk to my grandson, man.
This is
I don't have enough questions.
This is the last question, sir, but if you don't want to answer, that's fine.
I don't want to answer.
Okay. And finally, sir, we'd like to invite you to become a Georgia knowledge expert, okay? What this means is that we would like your opinion on different topics for the remainder of 2023 through December 2024. During this time, we may invite you to participate in focus groups, take short surveys by phone, text, or email, invite you to events going in on your community, or simply remind you of upcoming elections. As a thank you for serving as a Georgia knowledge expert, we'd like to offer you a $10 Amazon gift card. Would you like to serve as a Georgia knowledge expert?
I guess so.
What is the best email for us to send you the gift card?
gree78k@gmail.com.
Okay, sir. Will you mind spelling it out for me if you don't mind? So like that you get the gift card?
G.
Okay.
G. Reed, R-E-E-D.
Okay.
78k@gmail.com.
78k, like kilo?
Yeah.
@gmail.com?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Okay, we're almost done here. How do you prefer to be contacted? Landline, cell phone, text messages, mail, email?
Cell phone or email, either one will be fine.
Okay. This concludes our survey, sir. Thank you very much for your participation. You have a wonderful day, okay?
Okay, you too. Thank you.